What a weird day. It was reflective, I guess. It's like one of those days where you have so many things to say and so many people that you want to talk to, but you don't know how to say any of it and you don't really feel like talking. Oh, that's my cat. Lily, this is not...
Get your nose out of my eye. Why are you so weird? Can you hear her? She just wants to be included. Okay, that's plenty from you, thank you. Okay, maybe not. Anyway. I've been going through a lot of changes. And I feel like I've finally been growing up a lot. And figure out exactly who I am and what I want and where I'm going. And it's difficult because you meet so many amazing people that are going through some pretty incredible things. And you help each other. And you change each other and you change together and you grow and sometimes you grow apart. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes you become entirely dependent on this person. And it's terrifying. Not that you're dependent on them, but the thought that they may be dependent on you. And it's not that you're unable to care for them or to give them what they need. It's just that you don't feel worthy to. I don't know. That's the bitch about depression. It's like your feelings don't change, your love for someone, for something doesn't go away, it changes how you look at yourself from day to day. Sometimes you feel worthy, sometimes you feel decent and appropriate. And sometimes you just feel worthless. And it's so hard. God, it's so hard. And everything is so difficult, just getting out of bed in the morning. Doesn't matter how much you sleep. It just takes such an effort just to get up, just to switch off the alarm. And it's exhausting, the thought of the day, even when there's nothing planned and you don't have to work, just exhausting. And you do things and you feel like you're getting a good amount of things done. Maybe you make a list like I do. I love lists. I have them everywhere. Pens and paper, stationery. I'm like an office supply whore. I love it. I have it all over. And I like to write lists because I like seeing things checked off. And it gets so bad sometimes, my OCD, that I will write things on the list that I've already done just so I can have more things crossed off. I get some sense of accomplishment from it. Look at all the things I'm getting done, and then I end up doing something. I took down my tree yesterday after work. I took all the ornaments off. Put all the hooks away, took off the garland and the lights. I have a fake tree because where I'm at right now, I can't have a real tree. So I took it down, I put it back in the box. I've got a nutcracker collection that I wrapped up and put away. And it's just careful detail, the little planning and executing it that it took. And it ended up taking several hours, and so it wasn't on the list. It was just I needed my Christmas stuff to be gone. I didn't want to look at it anymore. And, you know, so I hurried and I busted my ass to get more things on the list done. And I almost wish that I didn't make lists because there's this disappointment at the end if you don't get it finished. one last thing. Or you do what I do and you sit down to turn on a playlist on the computer and you end up hearing a song that you haven't heard since 8th grade and you're like, oh man, this was so good. What else are they recommending? And you get distracted. And half your day's gone. It's like Pinterest. I'm not allowed to Pinterest anymore because I just feel like half my life has already been wasted there. But I'm manic. And when things are good, they are so good, and there is nothing that I can't do. And I feel it just invincible and powerful and strong. And then there are the shadows of that. Like I'll do something really, really good, like I took the tree down. And I felt great getting it all done in one sitting, just getting up, having some music, having it done. And I felt amazing about it, and then I looked at all the other things that I didn't get done because I was working on that, and I felt disappointed. I was angry. And it just, like, bottomed me. I don't know why it does that. I don't know why I can't just have, like, a steady, solid day lately. I don't know what's going on. But as I said, I've been changing. And change is good. Change is so good, and it's hard. But that's how you know that something's happening, right? When it's difficult. The easy things aren't worth having. They're not real. I have so much inside me that I want to get out, and I don't know how, and when I know how, I haven't the energy to do it. It's overwhelming. It's like skating. And you don't really know how, but everybody else does it, and they're so graceful, and it's so beautiful, and you don't want to just enjoy watching them do it. You want to have that fun. You want that smile on your face. You want to be out there. You want people watching you, admiring you, just like that. Not even that you're doing it for the attention, just that you're part of something. You're part of something that people want to aspire to. I don't know. I'm tired. And I'm confused. And I know that's the point of life. If we had it all figured out, there wouldn't be anything left to do. But goddamn, something's got to give. If I'm not laughing, I'm sobbing. Usually it's both. That can't be good, right? I don't know if you guys can still hear my cat. She only likes to sleep on my pillow. I move my phone. I don't even know if you can hear me. My phone's like in the pocket of my onesie right now. I'm a 30-year-old woman wearing onesies to bed every night. Do you know what the worst part is? I love them. Like, I genuinely love them. I have, like, 6. I don't even know why I'm recording this. I'm just winding down. It's, like, 20 after 1 in the morning. I did my routine. I'm discovering that a routine is important. I wake up at the same time every morning. I stay up way too late. But I wake up and I take the dog for a walk and I feed the cat and I do whatever I need to do before I go to work. And I do work and I come home and take out my contacts and wash off my makeup and then I wash my face. Brush my teeth. Hang out with the animals. I've got a dog, she's 9. She'll be 10 in February, I think. What year is this? She'll be 9 in February. And I've got a cat that's 15 that I think was maybe like a king or an emperor in a past life because she is not ladylike at all and she just owns the place.
And that's okay. I'm sure you can still hear if I move my phone. But it's just us three girls. And it works for us and we like it. Mostly, they get along. She sleeps on my left, this other one sleeps on my right. And I usually have to find somewhere comfortable and they curl up around me and then I don't get to move all night. But this is my routine. And routines are what healthy and balanced people have, right? That's the dog snoring. 30 is not what they tell you it's going to be. But this job that I have, I have been there for, this was my 11th holiday season there. So officially 10 years, maybe 10 and a half years. And I've been there for over a third of my life. And I'm comfortable. I mean, if I wasn't, I wouldn't stay. But I just feel like I'm constantly changing now. I felt that for so long, I was just this statue. Everything was happening all around me. Everyone was changing but me. And now I feel like I'm changing and I just can't stop. Like all these years of being stationary are just spiraling now and it's all happening at once and I'm growing up. And in so many ways I already feel like I'm way old. And I guess I'm content, which is the most confusing part of it all. I don't know. Anyway, thank you for listening. I should probably try and sleep. My alarm's gonna go off in like 6 hours, whether I'm ready for it or not. And I'll get up because it's good for me to get up at the same time. And I'll walk the dog and we'll have fun. And I don't work tomorrow, thankfully. I have been in Pillow Talk for what seems like forever now. I've been here for so long. I've been a part of this that it now feels like you are a part of me. And it's nice, that belonging, that sense of community. And I'm grateful to be here. But I should go. I should sleep. And you should sleep. And Lily should sleep. But Lily only does what Lily wants to do. That's okay. Okay. Is my phone again? Oh. I don't really know what all this was, but I guess I'll just throw it out there and maybe someone will be entertained. It'll get better, right? It has to get better.